First up is any agenda amendments? Anything new on this one? We're only here for. Good. Approval of the minutes. We have copies of the minutes for November 16th. Are there any corrections or additions that anybody wants to make? Well, so I'll entertain a motion to for approval. Bruce is working on something.
I'll move to approve.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Okay, next up we have citizens to be heard. Doesn't look like there's any citizens who want to hear that. Nobody's waving. Okay. Next up after that then is the hangar lease.
Sorry, it took me longer to get here than I thought.
Yeah. You notice how everybody's driving a little differently now?
Yes. Including me.
This agreement and everything seems like it's pretty much the standard agreement from what we've seen before. I do notice some, and I hope it doesn't create any problems, but I noticed an error in here. Something was omitted, and it probably is going to have to be in there. On page 2, item 4A,
concrete private. What is a concrete private? A real solid soldier, right?
Yeah.
What?
A concrete private.
That's is that like a brick wet house or what?
Yep, it's probably been that way for many, many years, but we will amend it to be a concrete private drive. That's at least, okay. Or taxi or whatever the appropriate word yeah. is. But
it wasn't privy. It was.
Anyway, you know, if you said privy to a millennial,
I thought I'd better bring that up because it could create problems.
Good catch.
Yeah. All right, that could be somebody who just got out of boot camp and was solid.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what he was saying.
Is that what he was saying? Okay, I got it. Hearing's going. What?
Other than that, I didn't notice any glaring.
Yeah, it is a standard lease that you've seen typically before. It is a 50 by 50 hangar. Again, having that same standardized language within the lease agreement that would require the same exterior design and color of the other hangars.
Yeah.
25-year lease term with a 25-year extension option and then the 10 cents per square foot. The applicant does have, he said, a Piper Cherokee and is hoping for a spring 17 construction and did get me all of the final dimensions on the building height, which I believe will fall into the existing airspace review that we already had done for the 82 and Sunny hangar. So hopefully we do not need to go through that again as well. So that should speed up the approval process a little bit more. What's that?
That 10 cents, is that per
square foot? Per square foot.
No, I mean time-wise, it's per year, per month?
Yep, so on page 8 of the packet, which is page 4 of the lease agreement, that's the payment schedule based on the 50 by 50 hangar.
Yeah.
So it's 10 cents per square foot based on the 50 by 50 hangar with a 3% annual increase.
And the first this is Roger and the first year 125 reflects that the building won't be done until halfway through the year. Is that the plan?
Right. So we do have the option to amend that slightly. I went with a July date. The applicant was sent this probably a little over a week ago and hasn't had any comments so far. But usually we try to get it really close to when that finishing date's going to be.
Yeah. Okay, but it is actually, I know Marvin and I talked about this on his new hangar that's about 5 weeks behind or better. Does he start paying rent on the land when the building is complete, or how does that work?
No, it's based on the lease. So okay. Once you've signed the lease, then you lock in that date.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I don't know. I know he said he was going to talk to you about that, so you didn't know.
So for 2017, okay, then the lease would be signed in June or something?
July.
Yeah, it could or be July. Signed as early as January. But
the, it would still be $125?
Or? The lease has July as the approximate finish date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the lease is not signed until the building is completed?
Nope, it gets signed usually before the building permit's issued.
So you're thinking until July before a start date? Then?
Nope, he wants to get started right away in around April.
Okay, so then why wouldn't it be like $180 then or something?
Well, we usually try to get the payment started when the building is constructed.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could change one way or the other. I'm not sure if it matters too much, just...
They're being nice guys.
Well, no, and I'm not arguing one way or the other. I just, you know, somebody comes up to me and says, hey, what's going on there?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking if he's building a 50 by 50 hangar, but from scratch, that $60 is not going to mean much, or whatever.
You know, I have a question on this soil mitigation issue. On the two previous hangars next to it, did $5,000 cover the associated mitigation because of the bad soils?
No one has actually done that because it requires soil sampling.
Okay.
So people have just addressed the soils through construction, and they've not requested reimbursement because they have to do soil sampling to prove that there's an issue, and no one has done that.
Okay, okay. I thought there was that. That sounds like what happened. I know when I talked to Kevin and so on. So okay. Yep.
Anything else? Anything you'd like to add, Kristy?
Just that staff is recommending approval, and given if the committee does recommend approval, it will be on the January council meeting. That will allow him to submit building permits in that January, February, March timetable to get in a little bit early so he's ready to start construction in April or May.
Well, Roger will put a motion on the table.
So Roger's got the motion for approval? Is that
motion to approve, Roger?
I said Roger will put a motion on the table.
Is it a motion to approve?
Correct.
Okay.
Put it on the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any discussion? Second?
Did anybody second?
Well, I'll second it. Nobody else did.
Okay. No discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For, nay?
Against?
We're awful. Motion's carried.
Well, I thank everyone for coming out and getting this item completed today. I know he's looking forward to getting started on it, so.
Good.
Cool. And Kristy, did you say that S1 site, that they were going to continue working with their contractor after the 1st of January and would be coming to us for a similar approval, maybe?
Possibly, yep.
Okay, okay. Is that, and for your evaluation, that does pretty much sound like S1 is probably going to go?
What I've told them is that we don't have a formal reservation for it, but if someone else inquired about it, I would give him, you know, a phone call to let him decide whether or not he wants to move forward or not.
Okay,
so it's
okay.
Just, it's very generic right now, but he is looking at it.
Okay, okay. And then I was going to say that I'm kind of working through the back door with Gary Haug and John Haug on the Good Doctor with the Jet, just to see if we can get a chance to have a cup of coffee with him or something and talk about the things that you and I talked about. So.
All right.
All right. So, sounds good. All right. That's all I have. I'm going to try to save my battery, so I guess it's over. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up.
Okay. Thanks, Roger.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Is there anything else to be brought forward? Jim, did you wish to be heard or no? No, you're just hanging, huh? Good.
I am.
Yep.
I just, this is my first airport committee meeting, and...
So you're buying.
I just, I think it goes without saying that the work of these two young women here have been, has been terrific, and we really wouldn't be able to function without their outstanding work, and I just think we need to thank them a lot for all the hard work they do.
Thank you.
Yeah, indeed, I agree.
And then in terms of announcements, did you guys already mention the air show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not the air show.
Yeah, in 2018.
We have landed the Blue Angels again, the Fargo Air Show.
But not
July of 2018.
Yeah, not until 2018.
And so Fargo Air Show will go on, going more time.
Awesome.
They tried to get the Canadian team this year, and they didn't get them.
Yeah, Snowbirds.
But they did land the Blues. It's July. It's the last weekend in July of 2018.
Nice.
So they're already trying to recruit committee members if anyone's interested in joining the Fargo Air Show Committee. So that's good news.
As far as that open date, the Angels.
That close.
Well, in the end of the summer. So, but that's good.
We've had a pretty good relationship with them over the years, and our committee has always treated them very well, and I think they like coming to Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, we know they like coming to Fargo. They've
expressed us number one a couple of years ago.
2009, we were their number one show out of 32 or 33 shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got a big trophy.
Wow. Not bad for Fargo. Is it cold up there?
They go to Eau Claire. They go to Duluth. They go to Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
People underestimate what goes on up here in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're certainly one of their smaller shows. You know, but.
But we treat them really good. We have all kinds of activities set up for them while they're here, fishing trips and.
Two times now they've been on the West Coast, so it's too far to go all the way back to Pensacola, so they come here early.
Yeah.
And then we have taken them on buses down to the lakes for golf, for fishing, skeet shooting, pig roast, big to-do on their day off. And they like it because there's 110, something like that, the whole group.
Yeah.
It's a pretty, or it's maybe it's not quite that large, but it's between
there are quite a few.
70 and 100 people. And they report that normally on their day off, they're stuck in a hotel doing laundry. And that first year, four individuals indicated they wanted to go fishing. And so we lined up a fishing expert for each one of them with a boat, motor, trailer, and guide. And one wanted to go muskie fishing.
Oh, well.
And the guy took him down to Pelican Lake in the middle of the afternoon, and the kid caught the muskie about that big.
Really?
Got a big picture, sent it home and everything. And the guy that went bass fishing got bass. The guy that went walleye fishing got walleye.
Oh. Those two I could handle.
Yeah. And some of them had never seen, or well, maybe seen, but never been on a wave runner before. And we were at cottage down on Lake Ida, I think it's Ida. Anyway, running around out there, top speed on. They'd never done that before. So
that's good.
We showed them what it's like up here in Minnesota.
And he wasn't cold either, was
he? It was hot.
That's the time to be on the lake. Well, Mike, it's been good having you on board.
Once again, thank you for your hard work.
Tonight's my last city council meeting, and unfortunately, there's going to be chaos there. So, just the way it goes.
Not go out in the bank.
Not looking forward to it.
Jeez, I'm going to look up the agenda. That's good. Wish you were.